We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It is Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. My name is Bo Matthews. Mark Cox is here, and we've got our executive producer.
Hi.
Making the big bucks, Carl Middleman. How
pew,
are you, buddy?
Pew. I'm playing this song because of we're going to recap deer season. And
you're just rubbing a little salt in the wound there, aren't you?
Well, if he Carl used a Middleman. Salt lick, maybe you would have got one.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
This segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory, and they are ready for you. Matter of fact, be listening for information on their huge Sig Sauer special going on through the month of December. So think holiday shopping at Razorback Armory in De Pere on Manchester Road, just east of 270. And now we go to our Missouri Brush Control guest line, because we are going to get a download of what was downloaded over deer hunting season. Dan Zarlinga, media specialist from the St. Louis region for the MDC, the Missouri Department of Conservation. Welcome back to the show. How are you, Dan?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, guys. Always appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, they like to give me a hard time, Dan, because I went out the opening Saturday of gun season and the following Saturday of gun season and did not fire my weapon. And they've been giving me a lot of grief over that, because Bo Matthews' granddaughter got two deer and I got zero.
Yes, she did. Yeah, but you were playing Words with Friends in your deer stand. You can't be doing that, Mark.
Maybe that's
well, we like to think you're selective.
Yeah, that's it. I'm just selective. I opted not to harvest a deer. I did see one, but it was too small. So uh-huh. There you have it.
So that well, means no deer were taken in because better. Mark didn't get one. So Dan, what's the download you've got for us?
Well, if it makes you feel any better, our total harvest was down about 3% this year. And so we'll just put you into that 3%.
Thank
so if
you.
It had been the same, you'd have got one.
I'm a 3%er. That's my new logo.
Yeah, you're the 3%er, so that makes you feel any better. But, overall, the season went really well. We had, during the November portion, we had over 193,000 total harvested. And if you want the exact number, 193,669. So that it's still a pretty good harvest. As I mentioned, we were 3% lower than last year, but you know, still within the range of our 5-year average. So we're no big deal there. And if I was to speculate, my uninformed speculation is that we just had kind of warmer weather, which is great for hunters, but not so much for hunting. So maybe the deer weren't moving quite as much. Might explain that 3%, but that's just my speculation. But our top harvest counties, Franklin, Texas, and Howell. And so Franklin is our powerhouse right here in the St. Louis region. That's almost always in the top three, if not the top county most of the time. So Franklin harvested over 4,000 deer. So we did really good there. And like I said, we're pretty much right on average, 2% above our 5-year average.
Yeah. So for all my friends listening in Franklin County, I will entertain offers for hunting next year. Thank you very much. Because I was in Warren County and I had no luck. So
Yeah, well, Franklin's always our powerhouse. And, you know, that's probably due to a good deer habitat, but also a lot of people there and a lot of people from St. Louis go there. So it's a convergence of things, I believe. But, overall, it went pretty well. And we, of course, those first 2 days of firearm season, November 11th and 12th, we had the mandatory testing for CWD. And that went really well. We appreciate all the hunters who helped and cooperated with that effort. It's really important to keep a tab on that disease so we can, you know, keep our deer herd healthy. We had about 20,600 samples turned in during that 2 day period. So that's a really, really huge help for us. And that was that applied to about 39 counties in the state that were within the CWD management zone. So
and Dan,
appreciate hunters
Dan
doing that.
Thanks
to everyone.
Yeah, Dan Zarlinga is our guest from the Missouri Department of Conservation, St. Louis region. Have you already received the data from the chronic wasting disease testing, or does that take some time to get that back? And if so, what did you guys find?
Yeah, so I haven't got the results as far as any analysis of the results back yet. The results are trickling in. About 10 days to 2 weeks is usually the turnaround, so we're right getting in that period where those results are coming back. So folks are interested who did submit their deer for testing either during those 2 days or any time during the season, because you can submit a deer voluntarily throughout the entire season. You can go to our website, mdc.mo.gov, and you can look up the results of your specific deer. So that really helps. And then once we get all those results in and analyze, we'll be in a better position to determine whether the new positives or you know how things are going with that data.
So Dan, I know
early for that.
I know there was a bit of an extended season this year. Correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't it referred to as a CWD extension? Is that what that was?
Yeah. So we did. So one of the significant things about this 2023 season is we did add an additional extension, as you say, it's called our new CWD portion, and that ran pretty much right after the main November firearms season closed, and it started November 22nd and went through the 26th, so that gave hunters an extra few days to harvest deer within the CWD management zone counties. And so basically it's an opportunity for hunters to, if they had a tag that they weren't able to fill during the regular season, that gave them a second chance. And we had about 1,700 deer harvested during that 4 day period. So that just helps kind of with our CWD management. If we can get those populations down a little bit in those particular counties, it helps inhibit the spread of the disease, basically.
I want to know a little bit more about it. If somebody were to take a deer in and harvest it and process it and consume it, does it hurt the humans, or is it really more about the herd of deer that are out there in the state of Missouri?
So we're obviously concerned with the health of the deer herd. So right now we're lucky enough that chronic wasting disease for the most part is below 1% prevalence. So while it is has expanded in terms of its range, the prevalence is still extremely low. Now, as far as consuming deer is concerned, I mean, obviously it's a personal choice, but there has been no evidence to show the chronic wasting disease can be transmitted to humans. But that being said, the Centers for Disease Control does not recommend consuming a deer that has tested positive for CWD, so we go with that recommendation. We recommend that you not do it just for safety's sake. So if you can hold off, you got a deer, you haven't got the results, if you can hold off eating it, you know, keep it in the freezer or whatever until you get those results back, you'll have that peace of mind.
Yeah, you know, Dan, you mentioned that the harvest was down about 3% this year. When it comes to that number, does the Department of Conservation have a target goal in mind? Because clearly part of this is about population control. You have a rough idea of what that number needs to be. The fact that it's dropped, does that either mean hunters were less successful, the weather wasn't good, or you guys have been successful in your attempts to thin out the herds a little bit?
You know, this is kind of my speculation here. I think it's probably weather related. We just had a pretty warm stretch there, you know, 60 degrees. It got up that high in many of those days. So they're just, and then we had rain, really rainy weekend, I believe, or some in there somewhere too on a day. So I think it's just mainly weather related. The reason we instituted a little bit more liberal you know, hunting for the season, it's because we have a really good solid deer population.
Yeah.
And we feel that it's kind of at a point where we need to kind of balance that out a little bit before it starts getting too big in some areas. So I don't think it's numbers of deer really that were the issue. I think it's probably mostly this weather related, you know, the warm weather and all that probably. And it's down only 3%, so that's not a lot. So it's probably just, and weather's just a little warm enough so the deer weren't moving quite as much as typical.
Is it me, or is there more people saying that there have been more deer hit and laying alongside of roads than I've ever seen? It seems in my area of Jefferson County, it seems like they're just everywhere on the side of the road, which is just such a waste.
Yeah, that is an issue. And I, again, we don't have numbers or data yet for any of that. I'm just empirical observations. And I admit I was going up and down I-44 opening weekend, and I saw a deer there too, you know. So, you know, if there's more, I'm not sure, but because we don't have exact data on that, or whether that just seems like there's more because we're noticing them. But definitely, we kind of feel overall that this, most places, that the deer herd is getting right to that cusp where we want to start doing something about sort of managing those numbers. So that's one of the reasons why we did, as I say, increase. We added an extra antlerless portion back in the beginning of October, first weekend of October. We've liberalized the number of antlerless tags available in many counties and increased the number of tags. And, of course, we added this new CWD portion, which was to manage CWD, but also to contribute to that overall number management of deer. So that's one of the things we've done. You know, we feel like the deer herd is getting right to that cusp where we need to start intervening a little bit and opening up opportunities for hunting to kind of balance those numbers.
Well, Dan, I appreciate you taking it easy on me.
Come and check.
But I have to tell you that my nephews both got deer. One of them got two deer that weekend on the same piece of property. So I don't have any really good – I can't blame the weather. I was kind of hoping you'd tell me that you've just done such a good job thinning the population out. That's probably why I didn't get a deer.
Are you the weird uncle of the family? Will they give you some of their harvest there, Mark?
They
or are you
will.
Weird
I'll,
Uncle Mark?
I'll get some jerky. Don't worry. At some point.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, now you've still got opportunities. You've still got opportunities. If you're good with a bow and arrow, you've got till January 15th to get out there and do some hunting. We've got a late antlerless portion coming up December 2nd through the 10th in the counties that apply. And we've got alternative methods from December 23rd to January 2nd. So if you want to try your, you know, hand at a handgun or an atlatl or a muzzle loader, you've got that opportunity as well.
Wow.
So all hope is not lost.
This is true. Can you hunt deer with a .357 handgun? I've got one with a 6-inch barrel. I don't know if that would qualify or not.
Yeah, I believe you can. I'd want to double check on the regs on that, but as far as I know, generally speaking, handguns are permitted. So,
okay, all right, good.
You know, for that alternative season on December 23rd.
Once again, it increases the deer's odds if I'm out there. Let's just put it that way. So we'll just stick with that.
The
deer will be happy to see you.
Yeah, no kidding.
Not to beat a dead deer, but does anybody take in the data on the roadkill deer? Does anybody, like sheriff's departments or anybody like that, do that to help you guys understand?
Yeah, sometimes I think we'll get some of that from, like, St. Louis County like you say, perhaps sheriff's department. I know St. Louis County does have some contractors that come out and remove the deer. So they may have those numbers as well. So that is something definitely to look at. I know the whole deer vehicle thing is definitely a lot worse, like in urban areas. We typically have like about, if I remember the numbers right, about 3,000 a year that get hit in Missouri as a whole. So it is, you know, that at least that are reported that we know of. So it is a thing, and, you know, we always try to tell folks, you know, it's kind of inevitability because we have a lot of deer and we get to the urban areas. We don't have as much hunting of opportunity for obvious reasons. And so, you know, it is kind of a mix for deer to proliferate. And so that's why we encourage municipalities, which a lot of them have, to allow archery hunting in their areas. And then, of course, there are couple of municipalities out there that are now doing targeted culling of deer, like Town and Country, and the town of Wildwood is also doing that too to try to help balance those numbers. And then you know, those deer are all tested, and if they come up negative for CWD, then they're donated to our Share the Harvest program to help feed the hungry. So that's sort of a win-win situation there. But that's always going to be a challenge, of course, when you're in an urban area, unfortunately.
Boy, it's true. In Wildwood, I can tell you specifically, deer car season is all year long. Because I bet I saw 6 or 7 deer between my house and Highway 40 this morning as I left for work. They're everywhere.
Yeah, and that's going to be a little bit, you know, of course, we all know the rut, November, December, late October. So it's always going to be a little worse then when they're moving around more. And we try to urge folks to be a little bit more careful when they're driving in, you know, those areas where there's liable to be deer around. But, yeah, it's just a thing. It's a challenge. It's a challenge. I mean, our main, you know, sort way of trying to keep deer herds in balance is through hunting. And in areas where hunting is a little more difficult, there's always going to be that challenge, especially if there's good habitat like there is in places like Town and Country and Wildwood. So you've got good habitat, lots of deer, and then not a really good opportunity, you know, for large-scale hunting in those areas. So it's always going to be a little bit of a challenge, but it helps with some of the municipalities, like I say, are allowing for bow hunting and then in some cases doing the targeted culling. So that's some of our tools to try to help mitigate that issue.
Dan Zarlinga, Missouri Department of Conservation, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Sure. Always appreciate you coming on, guys.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you again soon. We appreciate that. So there you have it, Bo.
That's awesome.
I just need to start hunting with
my car. You still got a chance. Yeah. You don't bow hunt, though, do you?
I have bow hunted with a crossbow before, but not an actual bow. Because I've never practiced that skill set.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
But we'll see.
Well, you still got a chance.
I just got to go out when it's colder. That's it.
Or with your 357, Clint Eastwood style.
Maybe. All right. Coming up, we're going to, you know, in the state of Illinois now, if you have one of those scary black rifles, you're supposed to be a good person, a law-abiding citizen, go and register it. Very few of you have chosen to do that. We're going to talk to Illinois State Rep Dan Calkins about that coming up on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.